If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Before we talk about our New Year plans for Joseph Lindsley, let's talk about what's happening in Ukraine at the moment. Joe, we're hearing of a Ukrainian drone strike that hit a campus belonging to Russia's National Guard in the Chechnya region. Is this retaliation for recent Russian attacks?
Hey, Bob. Well, good afternoon from Kyiv. And I would not call it retaliation. I would say, I mean, I think very often the media and even a lot of sort of think tank experts get into that language. But this is, you know, Ukraine is continually trying to use whatever technology it can, whatever innovation it can, to stop Russia, to break the Russian invasion. And so this is actually quite a great success for Ukraine that I think probably was a long time in planning. Chechnya, you know, Chechnya is a region of Russia that in the 1990s, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, strived to get its independence. There was a civil war there. And in the end, the Chechen freedom fighters lost. In fact, one of the heroes of the Chechen people, his name is Dudayev, is his last name. He was killed by the Russians. But before he died, he said that when the Ukrainian sun rises, Russia will cease to exist. And that was not from a Ukrainian. That was from a Muslim Chechen leader who knew that the Ukrainians for centuries, just like the Chechens, but especially he said the Ukrainians, have insisted on living freely. They refuse to be controlled by anyone, not by Kyiv and certainly not by cities far away. And so the Chechen freedom fighters realized that, and but Russia broke them, and now, you know, Chechnya is, you know, pretty much fully controlled by Moscow, and the Chechen fighters are known for their lack of scruples. The Chechen leader is a loyal sort of a client king, you could say, of Putin. And they're known to be some of the most ferocious fighters. And I think for, you know, sometimes Ukrainians say, like, this is another reason why, you know, to speak to the United States and to Europe, why it's good to keep Ukraine on the side of the free world. Because if, you know, if Russia has the resources of a country like Ukraine, just like the Soviets did, I mean, a lot of the military officers in the Soviet times and, you know, during World War II and the Cold War came from Ukraine. The engineers came from here. The resources came from here. And so this would be, you know, quite a problem if Russia controlled all this the way they do control Chechnya. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as they're still trying to, we haven't talked about it much, but near Chechnya is that country called Georgia, or Saakashvili in their language, and it is extremely intense there. The president, she's a 72-year-old woman who's been standing with the protesters in the streets, and the Russian regime that now controls the parliament is changing the constitution. They're pulling that country deeply into the Russian orbit, bordering Chechnya. So Ukraine being able to strike the headquarters of the Chechen warlords is a huge thing. And you know, part of this process of trying to open up windows of opportunity.
Let's get to our announcement here that I alluded to earlier, Joseph. And Joe and I talked over the weekend about this. After our holiday break, we're going to change things up a little bit here and continue reaching Joseph in Ukraine as events warrant, but we'll be moving away from our daily chats. And Joe, let me just say that I certainly will miss our daily visits, but do look forward to keeping in touch. And we are so grateful to you for bringing us outstanding reporting you can't get anywhere else. You have such a unique perspective and a compelling storytelling ability, and we go back now to almost day one of the war. I'm pretty sure we'll want to talk to you again soon, because I don't have to tell you, Ukraine is going to be front and center when Donald Trump takes office. There's either going to be a dramatic shift in U.S. aid, or hopefully the start of some serious negotiations to end this war, and we will definitely want your great insights, Joe.
Well, as we look at, by the way, the drone situation in New Jersey, I think a lot of you know, Ukrainians are well experienced with being attacked by drones, and I think I was just in a Twitter discussion with Scott Adams, the guy that created the Dilbert cartoons, saying, you know, you should pay attention to what Ukrainians have learned, because these global, global uncomfortableness is spreading. Mm-hmm. And I think 2025 is going to be pretty hot year. And I think everyone here in this audience, you know, since we stuck together all this time, we're well prepared and well informed. But yeah, this is a surprise to me. And it's not, I mean, I'm willing, I've been willing to show up every single day. And in fact, I realized today, Bob, I was running in the rain here in Kyiv, a dreary day, but no missile attacks. And I was thinking, you know, this show is probably the reason why I've never taken a break and left Ukraine, because I thought as long as Chicago WGN audience would listen, I'll be here. And I felt guilty. I said, I can't, you know, I could go see my family in the U.S. or go sit on a beach in Italy, but I'd feel guilty as long as WGN was listening. But now that that's changing, we'll see. And I've thought a lot about these past almost 3 years now. Pretty often, like I sometimes under missile attack, sometimes while taking a run, I've sort of imagined what would the last broadcast be like. And this is not how I imagine it, but the two variants I had in mind, one was pretty dark. I'm glad that hasn't happened. It was that I imagined myself with my dying breaths under the rubble of a building in Kharkiv or Krematorsk, making my last broadcast to you with the last energy I have after a missile attack. Thank God that scenario did not happen, but it did play through my mind, and I was prepared to do it. And then the other scenario, which I hoped for, was after the day after victory, the final broadcast that we were all here together and stuck with it, and sort of on that day of victory. But not to be, but I still, I mean, this is WGN. Is the only foreign media that has covered Ukraine every single weekday since 2022. So that is a extraordinary and good thing. And I'm going to continue because I don't see any reason to give up. So if anyone wants to, you can always go to my website, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, at JP Lindsley on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And I commit to I'm still going to broadcast at the same time every single day. I'll do it live on Instagram Live, and as always, we'll post the reports, the recordings afterward later that evening across YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. So at JP Lindsley, I will not give up. I'll keep reporting every single day, 7:20 a.m. Not on 7:20 a.m. WGN, I guess, but I will do it 7:20 in the morning, Chicago time. And Bob, thank you for what you have done and created here. Your editorial judgment and vision is extraordinary. And it's, you know, when everyone else in 2022 and 2023 wanted to run away, now we see that all these problems are coming back together, and we stuck with it, and we were able to go deep into the story that affected geopolitics, but also humanity. The foibles and the wonderful things of humanity that we see here in the war. And so, Bob, thank you for being a lone editorial voice that created this space for these conversations every single day.
Well, listen, my only hope is that these reports on this outlet have been as helpful for you as they've been for us. And I'm speaking for our team here, Joe and Haley, and the listeners. And by the way, we welcome emails and texts. Tell us what you think. Here's a few from Friday, Joe. We listen to Joseph Lindsley regularly. He's a great journalist. Joseph Lindsley does a wonderful service keeping us all informed. And we get some like this sometimes. The only thing less useful to me in the morning as a listener than the propaganda from Joe Lindsley is Marianne. Ouch. I mean, and by the way, what do you say to the charge that what you're doing is propaganda, Joseph?
Well, first, that person is getting his or her way, because here we go. We're stopping it. I would say that I'm transparent. I've been here, you can tell. And at least I would hope that where I've my style might have been inadequate at times, that at least I make up for it with consistency. And showing up every day. And I remember so often we've had listeners write in and they can tell, the change in my voice depending on the situation. And I think I've been a good conduit, at least reflecting the actual mood here in Ukraine every day because I'm here. And at least to give you some information about what it is really like to be here in the war. No one pays me. We have a few, nice people that sustain us and we're able to buy, help humanitarian aid and all that and drones. But I do this as a volunteer. No one pays me. I believe in this. When I used to work at Fox, I left because I could not pursue the truth there. But here on these daily reports, I've been able to do it without censorship. and to take on tough questions. And so that's my response to it. But I don't think this is a good time to stop. I think it's but I do think that everyone here who listens is prepared and will not be surprised by what we're going to face in 2025, because mm-hmm. everyone who listens here has been paying attention. And so I encourage everyone to keep paying attention.
Well, we're going to call on you to be with us on the radio, depending on what happens. Meantime, the links that you mentioned, we'll get that all posted at WGNRadio.com on the Surratt Show page. And by the way, I read what you posted, and this is like a book, and it's a remarkable piece of writing, and I would urge all of our listeners to go to our website. There's a link, and you can read what, I don't know how you describe this, just a summary of Joe's time with us here. And I spent all weekend thinking about, and I didn't even mention this to you Friday when we closed the report, you just kind of, as a by the way, said that you slept through a missile warning, and I'm thinking, what? This guy is unbelievable. Well, we'll continue to check in with you every day through December 23rd, and then we'll share some of the comments we get, I'm sure. But in the meantime, as always, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Bob, as always. Thank you for these past more than 1,000. Today's day 1,027. So thank you for being here all this time through the doldrums up until the end of 2024. Well, thank you.
You are the best.